Dimka. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to start my remarks with thanking our friends from Switzerland, as well, Simon and Dimka, but there are many others behind them, for the excellent cooperation over the years. The activity on funding and financing has been a shared effort from the start, some 5 years ago. Also, of course, the Secretariat I'd like to thank for their efforts to put together this interesting lineup of in the program today and tomorrow. Now some words on funding and financing. On many occasions, such as the UN Water Conference in March this year, water is put forward as the enabler of the whole sustainable development agenda. When we are truly convinced that water is the driver for sustainable development, then we should focus on the need of improving the enabling environment to create the institutions, the policy instruments, the regulatory frameworks and funding required to sustainably manage our waters. To create the conditions so finance will flow to water and optimal contribute to the prosperity of our economies and the well-being of our societies. To include the broader values of water into our decision-making and to take a holistic, integrated and long-term approach, taking into account the consequences of population growth, urbanization and the efforts of climate change, of the effects of climate change. Water is complex and often not very well understood by people taking decisions that affect water and those in the financial world. On the other hand, people in the water sector know little about finance and how the financial sector works. Water-related investments deliver substantial benefits for water security and sustainable development. And water-related investments refer to a broad range of investments that contribute to water security through the delivery of water and sanitation services, the management of water resources, and water-related risks, too much, too little, too polluted. Beyond the water sector, water-related investments connect multiple other sectors and policy agendas, including agriculture, energy, urban development, public health, and education. And although investments in water make sense from an economic perspective, often this translates not into investments in water projects at scale. Lack of understanding the perceived risk, mentioned before to my two colleagues on my right side, and the benefits lead to undervaluing of water resources and benefits associated with water investments by both public and private actors, limit financing opportunities. Also, there are distinctive bottlenecks that hinder the mobilization of sources of finance to contribute to a water secure future. These bottlenecks include weak enabling environments, insufficiently robust strategic planning and prioritization, a lack of attractive risk-return profiles for specific projects, and the local, small-scale nature of many investments. Often, water-related investments typically lack distinct revenue streams and assets that can be used as collateral, given that such investments are usually part of a larger system for the delivery of water-related services and management of resources, lacking specific ring-fenced revenues. And the transboundary aspect of this workshop adds an extra layer of complexity and potential risks. To finalize some conclusions from our first reports, I'd like to recall the importance of building joint bodies and strong legal and institutional frameworks, strengthening governance and elaborating basin development plans are key. Domestic budgetary resources from riparian states are and should remain the primary funding resource to support joint bodies, core cost and basin water management activities. Besides domestic public funding, there are a number of other public funding and financing options, and they are available for riparian states and joint bodies. And lastly, in specific cases, private finance can also be leveraged as it offers opportunities to cover transboundary basin infrastructure development costs. For me, the main question is, what can we realistically expect from mobilizing different sources of funding and financing, and what is needed to unlock these resources? I'm looking forward to our sessions and discussions upcoming 2 days, and I'd like to thank you.